WNTN Radio Boston. Welcome back to my show, Italy Echo. This is your host, Viviana Dragani. And today I have two guests, Ricky Alexander and Karen Orellana. We will talk about Blue Box Moving, that is a professional moving company that offers environmentally conscious services to help reduce the impact of your move. Welcome.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for
having me. My pleasure. Thank you. So first and foremost, my first question is for Ricky. What inspired the company's mission around sustainability and planting trees?
I think it all started with a vision. I believe everything that can get true backing in the future really has a vision, and anything with a vision really has something for people to stand behind. And when I came into Blue Box as the social media manager, they were already making great steps to be sustainable by using their products. So now we were figuring out a long-term goal of how we can do this globally. And then we figured out a way by partnering with the company that's called One Tree Planted. And now with every single move, we're able to offset the carbon footprint by planting trees all over the world.
Thank you. Karen, what services do you offer? Do you do packing or just loading up, unloading, or do you offer full moves or partial moves?
Yes. So at Blue Box, we offer many different services. One of the services is called the White Glove Services, which includes packing and unpacking of your items, as well as assembling and disassembling and staging your items. So putting them, placing them in any particular space that you want them in your home. The second service that we offer is packing service, which we recently implemented a rental plastic bin that's going to be launching at the end of May to become a more sustainable company. Instead of using disposable cardboard boxes, we're going to be using bins that can be constantly reused. Another service that we offer is just moving services, which means that by the time the crew arrives, you're packed and ready to go. All we do is just wrap your furniture and take it from one location to another. All the services include blanket, tape, and plastic wrap to protect your furniture. And one of the last services that we actually did add is the furniture removal services. And we recently partnered with an organization to donate furniture in efforts to reduce our waste. So many of the times clients call us because they need to leave the country and a lot of this furniture could still be used. So now we work with a community center in Morris Avenue in the Bronx that actually makes sure that they go to a home of somebody that actually needs it.
Awesome. And what are some of the challenges you have faced as a company so far, and how did you overcome them?
So one of the challenges that we face in the moving industry is the barrier to entry for unlicensed movers. So essentially, all you really need to move somebody is a truck or a cargo van. But the risks that come with that is that many of these companies are clandestines that don't have the proper insurance to move your goods. And if anything were to get damaged, you don't have coverage to protect your items. And what happens in many cases, when clients go shop around, they find quotes that are relatively half the price that we're quoting, and it's because they are not licensed insurance. So what we're doing to work towards efforts to reduce is that actually in New York, there's recently a legislation that was passing to combat against unlicensed movers to figure out how we can find them, how we can essentially get these businesses to shut down because of the risk the consumer also faces when using unlicensed movers.
Fantastic. And what is your customer satisfaction track record? Do you have a lot of repeat or referral business?
Yeah, so we do have a lot of repeat and referral business. We recently have one of our clients whose name is Ross. He owns a developing couple real estate places around in the Bronx, and he's been giving us a lot of referrals. A lot of his tenants use us for moving because they understand that we're safe. You know, we constantly try to give the best customer service to all of our clients. So we do get a lot of word of mouth referrals.
Great. And what are your plans for expanding Blue Box in the next 5-10 years?
So our goal is to develop an app that specializes specifically in moving service that is clear and transparent about the pricing. We hope that someday Blue Box can be referred as the Uber for moving, and as well as educate the audience about the risk of moving with unlicensed movers, how to pack properly and be prepared when your movers are there. As well as I know that moving can be very stressful, but I want to create a system where it doesn't have to be, at least when it comes to your movers being there on time and you being aware of everything that's going to happen. Like that part is going to be less stressful, because that tends to be the part where most clients tend to complain about when being in the movies industry. And then as far as a more sustainable moving company, in the future, we are looking to implement electrical vehicles to our fleet. So as long as the technology catches up to us, we are willing to implement electrical vehicles to offset our carbon footprint.
Thank you so much, Ricky Alexander and Karen Orellana, for being with us today.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.